Welcome to the Yogi Show. My name is Yogi Brian. I'm the co-host here on the Yogi Show along with Pedro Luna. Today we have Bonnie Stevens on the show. Bonnie Stevens is the photographer behind the Yummy Yoga Book with Joy Bauer. So if you haven't seen the Yummy Yoga Book, you need to check that out on Amazon or anywhere that you find your books. Go check out Yummy Yoga. Bonnie Stevens turns fruit, vegetables, and food into yoga poses. She turned an avocado into Trikonasana. Think about that. You need to check it out, yummyyoga.com. But we have Bonnie Stevens on the show. Get ready for the show, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
All right. Welcome to the show, Bonnie Stevens. Thank you for being here on this beautiful Wednesday morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for being here. Good morning, Yogi Brian. How's the sunrise in Arizona today, brother?
It is nice and cool here in Arizona. How's it going, Bonnie? How's it going, Pedro? Thanks so much for being on the show, Bonnie.
Oh, you're very welcome. This is exciting for me.
Yeah, we're getting Bonnie on the show with some airtime. We found out about, so Bonnie, you reached out to us originally about the Yummy Yoga Book, which you shot some amazing photography for, which I'm sure we'll jump into for sure. And, you know, it's just amazing that we're all connected. I just feel so connected to you and all the funny content that you've created and sent to us. Is really creative. So you are a creative spirit. Have you always been creative? Is that like your thing?
You know, I honestly think that's something I kind of blossomed in college. I was military brat.
So
we were very regimented and everything. But I went to college and I thought, what am I going to major in? So I just, as most people do, I picked psychology.
That's what my wife said. Like, I'll pick psychology.
The default, right? So then I thought, well, I need to do something with that. So then I switched to journalism. So I actually have a journalism degree. And part of that was photography, just a small part of it. And so I used to do just sports pictures and stuff and had darkroom experience. And then after I got out of college, I started doing more. I was a PR director, so I did some more photography there. And then when I got married and started having a bunch, I have four kids. So I started having a bunch of kids. I thought I need something that I can do, you know, that's not 9 to 5 because I want to stay with my kids. Yeah. And so I just, you know, I just bought all the stuff on giant credit card bill and everything and started doing weddings. I did a wedding. Gosh, I did a wedding a week for 10 years. I think it was crazy. Whoa. So I did lots and lots of weddings. This is back in the day when we had the medium format film, the 2.25-inch negatives, you know, the big negatives, not digital. And that was hard. And so, you know, finished doing that. And then we bought a horse farm and I basically gave away everything, sold some of the stuff. And then 13 years later on my horse farm, I was getting a little antsy from my creative juices to come back. So I went and bought a whole bunch of new Nikon stuff and started up again. And then, I taught myself Photoshop, which is
hard.
Awesome.
It's so hard.
Have you guys tried any of the little...
Only anytime I have anything with Photoshop, I just send it to Brian. Like, Brian, you, please help me. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, and I know three things to do on Photoshop. That's it, which took me 6 hours each to learn.
Text, contrast. No, I taught myself that, which was very helpful. And then I started doing other, I did a lot of real estate stuff, did a lot of landscape, real estate interiors, marketing shots, corporate stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of family portraits and stuff, which is great on the farm because the background's beautiful. I have horses and,
of course,
you know, and stables and stuff. It's really nice. And then, and then I guess about a year and a half ago, I said, I got to do something different. I was thinking about yoga. I was thinking about health food. And I thought, what if I combine the two? Has it ever been done? So I started looking around and it hadn't. So I tried to do some stuff in my little studio. I'm like, you know, just trying to take advantage of the space I had. And it was winter. Nobody's getting their portraits done in wintertime. So
right.
Time. I started messing around with it, and then I did a bunch of these little figurines, and I remember, you know, Joy and I were friends in college, and I reached out to her and said, hey, what do you think about this? And she was like, what? You know, I've never heard of this. So she said, let's talk. So we just, you know, started talking some more, and she said, how about if I make recipes from the things you do, and then make it into a book, and then we... went around to various publishers to see who would jump on that, and Abrams decided they liked it a lot and offered us a contract. So
congratulations. Really
well. Yeah, thank you. So they picked 8 poses that were, I guess, pretty common for kids to do. And then I kind of had to work and maybe create some new things that would go with the poses. And I don't know if you guys know, vegetables are, they don't bend really.
They're kind of like Brian. They don't bend.
Yeah, they don't bend at all.
They're like one big carrot.
Yeah. Yeah. No matter how much practice a carrot can do, they're still going to be as flexible as me year 3 yoga.
Well, if you'll notice the pigeon one I did for you, I had to shave that carrot so the leg would bend. So I did a pigeon because Brian, you said you like pigeons.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. I love that picture. And we'll post that picture when definitely. This episode is out, it's because so that is so on point. Pigeon pose, my favorite pose. Like, I'm always crying, but I've been cooking, so I blame it on the onions.
I know. I heard Dwayne kind of nudge
cooking with Brian on cooking with Brian on TikTok, people. Shameless right. plug for Brian.
But, is it really?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, I've actually been cooking. I have a TikTok that I just cook slow cooker meals thanks to Joy and Yummy Yoga. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks to Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Bonnie, yes.
Wait, so what are you cooking in your crock pot?
I started with chicken enchilada recipe mm-hmm. that Joy recommended. Chicken enchilada, and they're amazing. I'm on my 3rd attempt this week. I'm going to cook my 3rd attempt, and I know they're going to be like perfect. That's I added way great. Too much cheese last time. Oh. I love cheese.
Oh, I know. Too much is too much of a good thing. Right. I know. Well, that's great that you're doing that. Make Pedro, you like to cook?
I do. Last night I made an autumn wild rice soup, vegetarian, and it was so good, like with fresh vegetables. Funny enough, we're having this conversation today after I made that last night. Uh-huh. You know, that's so, the universe is conspiring to put us on our path, but it's so cool. It was really delicious, and I love cooking, and I've been using the Instapot, and it's working well, you know, and you just feel better when you're when you know what's going into the meal. You just feel good about it, you know, and the energy and the love that you're making the meals with. So, Bonnie, do you eat the food after you make it and take pictures of it? What do you do?
God, no. Are you kidding me? I try to salvage it just to be to be good. But I swear to God, sometimes I'll have a note in my refrigerator, my husband on account, say, help yourself to the cantaloupes. Please look for stick pins first.
It's so good.
It's like, oh my God, you forgot a pin or a needle or whatever.
Right.
Or kebab stick. But yeah, no, we have to use a bunch of crazy stuff to get it.
How does it work? Yeah, how does it work? So obviously you create these amazing yoga shapes with food, and when you see the image, it just looks absolutely beautiful. Tell us about the preparation for it and how like the inspiration for it and how it goes down. Like, how does it all work?
Well, you know, a lot of these things I just made on spec. So I just kind of thought, well, you know, what can I do? Let's try something really simple. Like, I think the very first one I ever did, I don't even think it's in the book. No, it's not in the book. It's just the corpse pose, Savasana. And it's basically a leek laying down with a gigantic, what did I just call it? No, broccoli, cauliflower, broccoli head. Yeah. So the broccoli is like a big green afro. So
yeah. Love it.
The leek is laying down, and then the arms are green beans. And then I shot it from the back. So this person is just totally relaxing, and I loved it. And I thought, oh, that's not that hard, because it was just lying down. And but you have to kind of think about what it proportionally goes with what, because a lot of times things sound really good. You put it together and you go, oh, geez, this head is way too big, or I can't make it bend the way I want it bend it. But so I go to the grocery store, and I do, you know, if you go to the like the nicer organic stores, they have all kind of wide variety of food, you know. And sometimes what's really cool, there's an Asian grocery store near my house, and they have some really cool fruits and vegetables and things I've never heard of before. I have, as a matter of fact, actually one, if you look in the book, it's Down Dog, is a little eggplant, but it's a little thin, like a really flexible eggplant. And I believe it's called Asian eggplant. And it's just purple, very skinny-ish. And I made it, you know, to bend to like Down Dog. And then just popped in that little
so fun
over the head. But yeah, because you couldn't do that with a normal eggplant. But they have things called like I don't know, like bitter melon, which is real spiky. And they have, they just have really cool things that you wouldn't normally see in a regular American grocery store.
That is,
and
that
colorful,
is awesome.
You know. Yeah. So
that is cool. And to everybody out there that uses the hashtag yoga every damn day. Mm-hmm. If you're not looking, if you're not going to the grocery store and looking at fruit and vegetables and not thinking about yoga poses, you're not living up to that hashtag, everybody.
Yeah, you're missing out, baby.
Hashtag yoga every damn day. Bonnie is doing that.
Well, I'll tell you, I was really in this, you know, you kind of get in the zone. I'm at the grocery store and I'm like totally examining. And I was like, oh, if I just peel it this way, I could do this. And a guy comes over to me and asks me to stop playing with the food. I'm so sorry. I threw it in my cart and left.
So when you go to Costco, do you eat the samples or do you just like take the samples and then make yoga figures with them?
I always eat, of course. No, I always think, you know, it's funny if you go to like, I don't know. I went to Trader Joe's one time and they had a whole bunch of cool sweet potatoes. And you know, sweet potatoes can grow in a variety of shapes. You know,
yeah.
Sweet potatoes can be curly, and I've done a lot with those too. And I was in Trader Joe's, and I had this sweet potato that was all deformed and crazy looking. I took a picture of it, texted it to Joy. I was like, "What do you think?"
Yeah,
like, get it.
Yeah,
yeah. So we have a lot of fun.
How long does it take you to get a shot when you were creating the book, or even now that when you send us like your amazing funny memes and things of you doing chocolate half moon? Like, how long does it take you to make one of those shots?
Well, I think that the idea first is I have to think about what I'm going to do, and then I try to get all the ingredients, and I try different things, and, you know, like I said, a lot of times it just does not work. It looks horrible. Then I'll just eat it or throw it away or something.
Don't waste it. Eat it.
Yeah, try to. And then sometimes it works out okay, and I'll try different variations and try different angles. And then once it looks pretty good, then I'll, you know, upload it to my laptop and start looking at it from a photography point of view. And you got to do things like, I have to obviously Photoshop all the support things I have in there, and the kebab skewers and the pins and the
yeah, it's got to go.
And people's hands. I mean, I've forced my family to help me, and you know, they're standing at awkward angles trying to hold up the back. And, you know, it's like, no, make the green beans bend more. You know, this is warrior one, not warrior. You know,
forcing a smile and chair pose on the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like forcing a hug, forced hugs. You got oh, that's so cool.
I just try to clean it up, you know, in Photoshop. And then if it looks decent, then I can, you know, just try to clean it up and put a label on it and just put it in my little collection and go on to the next one.
Awesome. That's so cool. So obviously that takes inspiration as far as like being an artist. What would you say to somebody, like, over the years, you've done all these different types of photography and it's evolved into what you're doing now, but as like an entrepreneur and like obviously a mother of four, with limited time, and you know, as you're growing your business and doing, you're living your passions out, like, what do you do when you're in a creative rut? Like, what's your go-to for inspiration to like start something new or like fuel a new idea?
That's a good question. I know, I think every creative person, whether you're a photographer or a writer or, you know, music composer, you do get into a rut. And I don't have an answer for that. But for me, I just try to just do something completely different. You know, like, I had never done food before I started this. Never. I did like plates of food for a restaurant, but not food like this. And so I just try something completely different that you've never done before and look at it with a, you know, from a different perspective. And, I don't do yoga that much. My daughter does a lot, and she's been coaching me and teaching me. And so, you know, she'll help me, or she'll run through some flows with me, which is great. But
fine.
So I was kind of learning a lot about yoga basically from researching these poses.
Yeah.
And so then I used to do a little bit of gymnastics when I was in, you know, back in the day. And so, which actually Joy did, she won't tell you that, but she's a very good, she was a competitive gymnast at JMU. And she is super fit still, obviously. And so anyway, I was thinking, well, this is a great thing for me to do because I've something different and certainly good for me, and you know, eating more healthy food choices. So I don't know. I just would say try something completely different that you've never looked at before and then just see what you can do with it.
And then just go with the flow, see what happens. Bonnie, take me to that moment where you looked at a piece of food and turned it into a yoga pose. Take me to that moment. I want to know what piece of food and what yoga pose it was. I want the inspiration.
That's funny. I think it was that one, the Savasana pose with I had the leek. I just had it on my kitchen counter and I was kind of looking at it from behind and I plopped a big broccoli on there for this beautiful head of hair. And I thought that's something I could do. And my son was with me and he was like, yeah, mom, you could do that. And so I've started to think that, and you know, it's, you have to kind of arrange it the right way so it looks real. But the once I did that, I did a couple more. I thought maybe somebody would be interested in a book about this or calendar or greeting cards or something. You know, it's so different. And then I do hope to go a little farther with that too. Maybe, you know, like I said, greeting cards or we actually have, if you go to yamayoga.com, we have the book, of course, but we also have these adorable memory cards. Do you know when you were a kid, you play those concentration games with cards, memory match?
I still play them because I got 3 kids, so I still play those games.
Oh, okay. Then you should do that. Go.
I need the Yummy Yoga cards. I got it.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, wow. Go to yamayoga.com, and on the website on the bottom, there's, I made, especially for this card game, we made 14 matches. And so there's a lot of things on there that are not in the book. And so we'll have the name of the pose and then a little edible yogi person on it. And there's obviously 2 of each. And we had them made to go in conjunction with the book, but we haven't been able to market that as much just because we've been so busy with the book. But it's really, really cute. It's just a deck of cards.
Nice. Bonnie, I think you should make the card scratch and sniff for the future for like scratch and sniff. Like for the good smelling ones, you know what I'm saying? I think we should do that. Make it happen.
I don't want to cry if I get onions, right?
No,
just
onions,
in pigeon pose.
Yeah.
I can do that one.
Yeah, the cards are really cute. They like I said, it's 14 different images and there's the name of the pose up there. And I tried to play, and I was pretty good the first game. When I played 3 games in a row, your brain starts to think, oh, where was that plank? Oh, crap. It was like, you know, and it gets all mixed up. But the kids always do really well because their minds are so, I don't know, they're not cluttered like ours are as adults.
Yeah.
But it's really fun to play. And I play with my kids were little. We played this game all the time. But so check it out. It's a lot of fun.
I'm checking that out. I surprised my son, Noah. He's 9 years old. I surprised him with Yummy Yoga, and he loved it because he does yoga with me, and he loved it. And I couldn't even find the book today because I think he took it, and it's in his room somewhere. it was on the bookshelf. He took it. He loves the pictures.
Oh, thank you. I'm very lucky that Joy's my partner because we had a lot of air time. You know, with her Today Show and whatnot. And so on New Year's Day, they reran the segment of the book release day.
Oh, nice.
And on New Year's Day, we had a huge bump in sales because, you know, I guess people are home watching TV on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And it hit number one in 3 different children's book markets on New Year's Day.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
It was like children's exercise, children's fitness, children's diet.
New Year, new yogi. Yeah, New Year, exactly. New Yogi. New Year, Yummy Yogi. There you go.
Right.
There you go. Very cool. Very cool. And I love, you know, it's so funny. You were talking about the greeting cards, Bonnie. And I think there's a market for it for sure with the things that you're doing. And someone had just sent us an email recently about like something with greeting cards. I'm like, Brian, what is greeting cards? It's just coming into our vibration, Brian.
Yeah, it's coming in the vibration.
Really?
Yeah, it's very, very, very
interesting. So go for it. Go for it, Bonnie.
Just go for it. You know?
Do
it.
Yeah, if you guys know anybody, that would be great. Have some hookups because I'm starting from scratch. And I just think it would be, so some of these, just like your yogi memes, some of these are so perfect for a greeting card for one person to another, just like, hey, I know you're feeling down, but you know, let's talk about it, or let's, you know, something about chair, or just, you could really
just to make them laugh. Just
let's talk about it, and it's a taco.
Well, that's what I'll send you that.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
have
a chair pose of a taco.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's
we need that immediately.
I want to buy the first one of that.
Yeah. I'll send it to you after this thing.
Yeah, we need that immediately. How fun. I didn't. That's so cool. I love when you send us the random ones, but the taco one, like we talk about tacos. I think we probably talk about tacos every day. Like,
yeah, every day. Yeah. No. I love tacos. Like tacos are my go-to tacos
for pizza, life.
Ice cream, but mainly tacos.
Yeah.
And now chicken enchiladas.
Chicken enchiladas. Exactly.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
And now fruit and vegetables, like actually looking at yummy yoga.
Seriously.
Makes me want to eat healthier. It really does.
That is the purpose. That's great.
No joke.
Does your son do a lot of kitchen cooking with you?
He has been. Like lately, because I've only been cooking lately, he's been like throwing in some chicken and like helping out. He loves it. And it's like a family thing now. I start the slow cooker and put all the stuff in, and I'm learning how to chop like onions and chop like peppers and everything like that without cutting my fingers off. I've been watching a lot of YouTubes on how to chop things properly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been doing that, and it's been a family thing. So my wife comes home from work and she'll be like the closer of the cooker. Like she'll check everything. She'll make sure everything is good. Like I send her pictures, like videos, like too, so she can let me know. But yeah, she comes back, she'll put the spices in, she'll do like the final touches. So yeah, it's a family thing now.
Great, man.
That's great.
Uniting the fam. Cooking with Brian, people on TikTok. Go follow it. Get inspired. You need to follow Bonnie too.
But Bonnie, you need a TikTok. Bonnie, you need a TikTok.
Yeah, Bonnie, you need a TikTok immediately of you making. Bonnie, I'm not even joking.
You need to help me out because I looked into that and I, like a dummy, I went on it and I was like, oh my god, what the heck are they putting up on here?
We're all in this together. Bonnie, you have 4 kids and they probably already know TikTok like the back of their hand. How old is your youngest?
My youngest is 22.
Okay, yeah, he's on TikTok, or she. They're 100%. For sure. Yeah. TikTok is like right in the wheelhouse. So get him on the horn and be like, you need to show me TikTok so we can blow up our food photography and yoga.
Actually asked them that, and they're like, mom, no, TikTok is for crazy young people. They don't even have kids.
No, they're like, Bonnie, everybody's going to be on TikTok at some point. It's going to happen, and you're going to be on the front end of it. This is the invitation. All
right. Yeah, I have 20 something followers on my Namaste AF account on TikTok right now. And I've just committed to, I'm just going to post one post, at least one for 100 days, see what happens. And
same.
Yeah.
We made a commitment, Bonnie, that Brian and I and 100 posts in 100 days. So yoga with Pedro on TikTok and then Brian cooking with Brian or Namaste AF. So Bonnie, you need to join our challenge.
Yeah. Okay.
Just post something. Just post something.
Whatever. Yeah, and Bonnie, I need another follower. So yeah, we can follow each other.
I'll be 23.
21st.
We're gonna listen to this in like 2 years and laugh about. Remember, we had 20. I have 20. I have like 30. Like we had 20 followers, 30 followers, and Bonnie had 0. Yeah. And now we're all like killing it on TikTok because of this conversation.
Yeah.
Serious. I'm serious. It's all happening, you know? And it's funny when I get like a follower on TikTok, I'm ecstatic for like one follower on TikTok. It's so funny. You know?
Right.
But, well, do you put videos up there?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, okay. But you can do like Bonnie, what you could do is like time-lapse videos of you putting the fruit and then shooting the final product. Oh my God, Bonnie, I'm not even joking. That's like, they're ready for you. Like that's viral content waiting to happen. I'm telling you.
I do have some pretty funny in process pictures of the
that. Oh my gosh.
Looks in my studio. I've got like tomato juice everywhere and like the banana dries out and turns brown or the avocado turns brown. And it's just like, I've missed my window. You know, I've got to start all over again.
Yep.
You got to post that.
If you posted
just
that
put
stuff,
music to it, some hashtags and
end of the month. And then how the montage viral. About how it all worked. Viral. I'm telling you.
And the final product.
And the final product. Boom. And they'll be like, okay, so like, how do I get more of that in my life? And then they're going to come.
And then I'll be like, Bonnie, I need to be on your podcast.
Yeah, Bonnie, we need to be on your. Please invite us onto your. Can we do a dance with you on TikTok? Please.
All right. You're the first guest I have.
All right. Heard it here first. So, Bonnie, now that you've inspired kids around the globe to live better, healthier, more mindful lives through your awesome book, what is your hope for like the future for like what you got going on, like inspire more children, eat better, living well? What's your hope for all this?
Well, I really wish that somehow I can get this book into elementary schools everywhere, because what I see is they are slowly realizing that yoga and meditation is very important for kids, especially now with this crazy chaotic world they live in. you know, that it's okay to take 5 minutes to yourself and just kind of zone out and work on your, you know, breathing and everything. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that it will work out for us. Working with some very influential people who do have things in the school system, I'm trying to see if we can figure out a way to get copies of this book. Even if it's just one copy per school would be nice, but sure. Just to have all the kids have access to this, show them that they can do this. And it is cool to do yoga, and it's not, you know, something that only girls do or whatever. They can really do it and enjoy it. And I myself, I really do need to learn more about meditation. I've tried using the apps and things that you can get, you know, and I don't really understand exactly how to. And I know, Pedro, you always talk about you really enjoy it a lot. And yeah. So maybe there's some way that I can learn more about it just for myself. But I wouldn't mind being certified as an instructor. You know, I think even for just for kids and just doing kids yoga classes or just fun breathing things for kids, because I love kids, obviously, but just trying to get them prepared for this world. And I mean, let's face it, this is a very different world than you and I grew up in. Right. And these kids have a lot of stuff being thrown at them daily. So I think if they can get this to them, maybe not my book so much, but the idea to them early on, I think it's going to help with our next generation. Because I get a little worried, you know, when you go to the grocery store or somewhere and you see a bunch of parents with kids and the kids are just staring at an electronic device, you know, versus interacting with the parents about what should I buy and what foods are good. And you think, oh my gosh, these kids are missing out on a huge part of growing up, you know, and learning how to be responsible for your health. So I don't know. That's my hope, is that we can get them earlier, faster.
That is a great vision. And kids do need more yoga, more mindfulness, and more healthy foods, and just more books. Like, even myself, like, I need to read more. And I'm going to pull a wild card right here.
Oh, here we go.
Pedro, you better buckle up for this
here
one.
Here we go.
Bonnie, whoever's listening out there, if you have the Yummy Yoga book, I challenge you to take that book and teach a class. If you're a yoga teacher, teach a class at your local school with the Yummy Yoga book. I'm challenging myself to do that. Pedro,
dude,
Pedro,
Brian,
I need you to do this too.
I'm not even joking, you guys. 5 minutes ago when Bonnie was talking, I was going to say that I'm going to take Yummy Yoga. I'm going to go to my son's third grade class and I'm going to read the book to the class and have them do the thing. And then here you are telling me that. I'm not even joking.
It's on. Everybody out there, this is the Yummy Yoga Challenge. We're starting it right now.
We're doing it.
Yummy Yoga Challenge. Spread it.
Thanks. The kids, they really do enjoy trying to do these, because the little pictures are so non-threatening and so fun. Just, you know, like the little down dog. I mean, the guy's got cheese for legs, you know, so you can do this pose. And, you know, they're very stretchy anyway. So if they can say, like, oh, I want to be like the watermelon, I want to be like the corn on the cob, and they get excited seeing themselves being a food. It's fun.
It is fun. And kids are natural yogis. Kids are natural yogis. Like, through my yoga journey, like, I've brought my son with me on my yoga journey. Like, he takes classes with me, like, they're adult classes. And, you know, I just let him know, like, you can do child's pose. If you can't do the pose, you can go to child's pose, but don't do child's pose the whole class, because he did that one time. It's like 45 minutes he's in child's pose. I'm like, okay, you need to attempt some poses, some awesomeness. But yeah, kids love yoga. They love to have fun. And that's what Yummy Yoga is about, is, yeah, having fun. Like, these shapes are doing yoga. They want to do yoga. And they're easy poses. I didn't see any Pinchin Meyer asanas.
Nobody's upside down.
Yeah, no one's upside down.
Easy. Yeah. It's just eight very common poses. And, you know, they've been tested to make sure the kids can do it. I don't want anybody to hurt themselves. But, yeah, and, of course, Joy has these great recipes in the book. So you can make something very healthy from the little edible people that are pictured in the book. So I think it's great for kids to try the pose and then go in the kitchen with mom and dad, make something, and then enjoy it as a family. And it does kind of bring back the whole, you know, family or caregiver aspect of it, to start to finish, and you see the product, and that's fun.
Boom. That's the connection. That's the whole piece. I'm so excited to start this yummy yoga challenge and taking the book into my son. I'm literally going to make the call after. I have a school meeting today. I have to go there in 1 hour in 20 minutes. I have to go meet with my teacher at the school. For bad reasons, but I'm going to tell her, I'm going to set it up today. I'm literally going to do it today in an hour and 20 minutes. I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah, we're going to do videos of it and everybody out there. Like, you're going to have to get the yummy yoga
challenge. It's
and you're
going
to have to go teach it to your class.
It's good. And then we're manifesting. We're coming on to the Today Show and we're going to have kids there and we're going to teach them the yummy yoga book because of the yummy yoga challenge is going viral. It's going to be TikTok fad too. Everything it's going viral.
By the way, there is a Kindle version of this book. So if any of the schools have the technology where you can, put it up on the screen.
Oh, nice.
The pictures up. Yeah, there's a Kindle version.
Oh, awesome. So,
and there's also a UK version. You can buy it you can buy it all over the world, actually.
How cool.
They have outlets everywhere.
It all started with one creative idea. One time laying on the kitchen counter with the Afro broccoli head in Silasana. Yeah. How cool is that?
See, and amazing. Bonnie, now you're looking to be a yoga teacher. You're going to start practicing yoga. Boom. You're going to start doing meditation. Yoga is going to change your life. Like
already has.
How it happens.
Yeah. So well, cool. I hope to learn more about it, and try some things that aren't necessarily guided by the app, but just in my own internal way to meditate. That's what I'm really hoping for this year is to figure out, for myself.
Yeah. And Bonnie, on meditation advice, like I love meditation. I've been doing it since February, like every single day pretty much. Mm-hmm. And I just committed to like 90 days that I would just meditate every day for 90 days, even if it was like 1 minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes. And you'll find a style that you like. I recommend anyone out there, like if you're going to start a meditation journey or whatever journey, like take 90 to 100 days, do it consistently, and then decide after that if you want to continue with it, if you like it or not.
Yeah, but give it a fair shake.
Yep.
Okay.
I would say that too. That's amazing, Brian. Great advice, Brian. Sage advice from the wild card. Love it. Bonnie, that's the perfect segue into the way we wrap up the show, which is the hashtag lighten up round, which is super fun. And they're just fun questions. You've heard the show, so you know what they're like. Little fun questions about randomness. And it'll be cool. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
You ready for it? Brace yourself. Brian, do you go first or am I going first?
I can go. I
roll.
Go.
Okay. Yeah.
Random. And I don't even look. Like, we have some questions. I don't even look at the questions. Okay. So we got broccoli. Broccoli and an orange. Which one reaches enlightenment first?
Orange. Because you don't have to cook it and it tastes better raw.
Boom.
Boom. Amazing.
Great answer. Bonnie, if you could only do one yoga pose for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, totally. It's the spinal twist when you sit up and you twist. I just feel like I'm a sponge. Just,
Ringing you out. Yes. Ringing you out.
I love it. I can do it in bed. I can do it in the front of the TV. It's awesome. Yep.
I did it in bed today. It was wonderful.
Oh, it's the best.
It's wonderful. Go ahead, Mr. Wildcard.
All right. Which fruit would... Okay, which fruit would cry in pigeon pose first? A watermelon or a cantaloupe?
I'm going to say probably a watermelon because I've tried to work with watermelon and they're very, very, very juicy.
They are.
You can't bend it into a pigeon pose. So that's my final answer.
Watermelon. Yeah, watermelon.
Watermelon works.
Let's go.
Cantaloupe, you can kind of smush it around. I don't know if you guys saw the thing I did for Cinderella. I had Cinderella in... it was an upside of pumpkin, but the interior is orange. So I had to. Did you see that one?
I didn't see that one.
Well, there was. I said if Cinderella were a fruit, and I had Cinderella in her cab, and they had the cab. Well, the cab was made of pumpkin, but she had. I'll send it to you. She's completely made. It's on my Instagram. She's completely made of food, and she's sitting in her cab, and I had to make the cantaloupe. I mean, the pumpkin into a carriage. So
nice.
I had to I did have to prop it up with some cantaloupe on the seat, but it's hard to carve some of these things into various poses.
I can only bet. Yeah, I can only bet. Yeah, please share that with us after the show. We're gonna put a lot bunch of your images in the Instagram and such once we air the show, so people are gonna be able to see exactly what we're talking about. Oh, 100%. All right, let's wrap it up. Last question: which vegetable has more gratitude, cauliflower or a carrot?
I would say a cauliflower would have more gratitude because they're very thankful that you haven't passed them over in the grocery aisle.
I always pass them over.
Normally would pass them over. So if you pick it and eat it, they're like, I appreciate it.
That's a great answer.
That is a great answer.
Bonnie, this has been really fun. Thank you so much for coming onto the show, sharing your insight on food photography, yummy yoga, and just inspiring us to level up. You know, like you inspired Brian to announce the Yummy Yoga Challenge. Like, we didn't plan any of that. Like,
no, that's fun
coming through. So thank you for doing that, so we can share the gift of yoga with the world even more, starting with the future leaders of the world, with our children. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. And
absolutely.
Namaste.
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 Have an awesome new year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's rocking 2020. Let's go, people.
Yep.
All right. Namaste, friends. Till next time.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Yogi Show podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody. Check out theyogishow.com. And thank you so much, Bonnie Stevens, for being on the show today. Definitely check out yummyyoga.com. If you have kids, you have to get Yummy Yoga for your kids. Surprise them. I surprised my child, my 9-year-old Noah. I surprised him with Yummy Yoga. He absolutely loved it. Your kids will love it. Check it out, yummyyoga.com. We appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the show today. And remember, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Namaste.